What's going on, guys? This episode is brought to you by Manscaped, and this month they have released a new set of boxers. They got three different styles. More importantly, they're tagless, anti-chafing, cooling, moisture wicking, and most importantly, they have a special jewel pouch for your nuts. So after all the trimming, deodorizing, making them look good, smell good, put these boxers on and you are in style. So check this out. I'm going to send you to the website. These are the three styles they got. These are pretty cool. I like these. These look the most comfortable though. But anyways, use code RBP, get 20% off and free shipping, or go to manscaped.com/RBP and also get the 20% off and free shipping. Check it out today, guys. What's going on, Nick? What are you doing?
Eating food.
What are you eating?
Rice, chicken, and steak.
Rice, chicken, and steak.
Mm-hmm.
Is this like a situation where you were out of one or the other, so you had to make up for it, or you just, is this designed by design?
It's by design, yeah.
Oh, can you explain? Yeah. Is it to get a little bit of fat in your meal, or what is it?
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's 4 ounces of chicken and 4 ounces of steak.
Fuck, I'm hungry. That sounds good.
It's actually really good. It's not bad.
I think I'm going to order some food. Should
I
order
a little hot sauce on it? You know what I mean? A little pink salt.
What kind of hot sauce do you use?
I like Tabasco.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a Frank's Red Hot guy?
No, I don't like it. I love Tabasco.
Fuck. I'm all about the Frank's Red Hot.
I used to love Sriracha. And then like I had it like a couple weeks ago. I don't like it anymore.
Dude, I had Lee Priest on my podcast yesterday.
I was watching some of it. It's really funny.
Dude, he's off the fucking rails. Like, he just it's like one story to the next, and they're all crazier than the story before.
I know. He's insane.
But we established that he's bisexual.
Oh. How do we establish this?
Well, he told a story that involved another man. And he's so.
I didn't get to that part in the podcast.
I don't want to ruin the podcast for you. You have to watch. You have to watch the podcast. But we established that Lee Priest is bisexual,
and he's okay. He knows that.
Well, I think because he said it's only gay if you're gay, and then we had a little bit of a debate, and then turns out he's bisexual. So
okay, good to know.
Anyways, how's life going, man? How's things at home?
That's good.
Yeah.
Things are good, yeah. Prep's, you know, taking off now.
But you're still like 21 weeks out.
Yeah, we were supposed to start last week, but obviously I caught a little stomach bug, I believe.
Oh, that's right. How are you feeling now?
So I really didn't train. I trained Monday, felt like shit. So that was, to me, that was like a waste. I didn't train Tuesday or Wednesday. I trained Thursday. I felt pretty good. Friday I was good. Saturday I trained. I was Sunday that I take off, but I would consider this week kind of like the first week.
I get this question all the time. So when you're sick, do you always take time off or do you train?
No, it depends. Like for this situation, because obviously like I have a stomach bug, my appetite was shit and I was obviously throwing up.
Yeah.
I just completely find it counterproductive to even train at all. If I have like a little cold, a little stuffy nose or something, but I'm still able to get my food in and stuff, I'll go train. I just might not train as hard as I normally would, but I'll still train.
You don't worry about getting anybody else to the gym sick?
No, I'm a selfish asshole in that sense.
Good.
I'll be honest.
Fuck Ian. Nick is more important. Fuck everybody else.
Ian, what's going on? How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
I can't. So everybody knows we've already been on a half hour.
No.
I gotta throw it out there. We've already this is take three.
We're starting here. Okay, anyone? We're starting here. I just went on a rant for 30 minutes, but this is the beginning now. Okay, so let's go.
All right. Are we good?
Okay,
let's start with Guy. Guy, how are you?
Lovely. How are you?
How's your dog? You have to take your dog to the vet?
Yeah, she has they think she has a UTI. She's on meds now.
Well, at least
how old is she?
5.
5.
How'd she get a UTI?
They said it's just, it happens, especially if it's more common.
She's got a pee after sex, guy.
What?
She's got a pee after sex.
She doesn't have sex with my dog.
Well, someone's banging her.
Easy.
Has your dog ever had sex?
No, they're both spayed. One's spayed, one's neutered.
How do you think a dog feels when they don't have sex their whole life?
I don't think they know what it's like, so I don't think you can miss something you never had.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah?
Yeah, because if you were like, let's say when you're like 12 and you start getting boner, or 10 and you start getting boners and shit, you know it's for something.
Yeah, but I don't know it's for a vagina.
You jerk off.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Not at 12.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, because you watch porn. You watch porn. You know where that dick goes.
Bro, first of all, at 12 years old, porn didn't exist in my day.
No, wait a second. You don't think... Wait,
I have a question before we start. Hold on, I have a question.
We've already started.
Wait, I know, but before we any, I have a serious question. Nick, 3 weeks in jail, how's it been?
All right, listen. Wait a minute. This is important. You don't think your fucking dog has an urge to have sex?
I think every animal that reproduces has some kind of innate natural sense to want to reproduce.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if they're a male.
So how much frustration?
Yeah, but you can't miss a dick if you never had it.
Yeah, you can.
He still has a dick. He just doesn't have balls.
Why do you think they chase each other around?
You can't miss a dick, but you could want a dick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't you ever just get those dick cravings at late at night, guy?
Why am I the gay one on the podcast? I don't know. I have a girlfriend now. Oh, now all of a sudden, I go from single girlfriend to gay all in fucking a year.
I gotta tell Ian, I already told Nick, we established that Lee Priest is bisexual.
Yeah.
Did Lee Priest agree to this?
Yes. He was on the podcast yesterday. It was a great podcast.
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Did he tell the dick sucking story again? Because I've heard on Telegram,
don't tell
the story five times.
I've heard the story many times.
And I actually said on Telegram that he must at least enjoy it a little bit because I've heard the story five times.
Oh, he enjoyed it.
I told the story on this podcast.
I don't want to tell the story. You guys got to watch the podcast. You guys are watching, but
I've already told it on here.
Okay. Well, he tells it in graphic detail.
Yeah.
And he definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So we established that he's bisexual.
Yeah. If he enjoyed it, he's probably a little bisexual. Yeah.
And all did right. You hear he said, I'm the celebrity. His wife, he said she wants to bang.
She did. Everybody's wife wants to bang you, guy.
Don't start this already.
It's true, though.
Why?
He wants to keep your fucking mouth shut.
Anyway, so that solves the if it's gay, you're gay debate.
Well, in that case, he is gay.
Well, he's bi.
Okay, but he's part gay, part gay.
Wait, my buddy asked me something at the gym. If you want to suck a dick but don't, does that make you gay?
Yes.
Yes.
You want to suck a dick?
But yeah. You don't.
Look at Nick. Nick's actually asking guy.
No, it was at the gym we were talking.
No, I think you're gay, but it's like if you want to smoke crack and you never smoke crack, are you a crackhead?
That's not the same because you got to actually smoke the crack. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have it,
you're gay. You're gay.
If you fantasize about sucking cock, you're gay.
You actually have to smoke the crack
to be a crackhead? Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't have to suck.
Somebody
could want to suck a dick their whole life, but just fuck chicks. And he's gay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bisexual at least.
But to who? To who?
There's probably tons of those guys out there, and they have women that they call beards.
What?
It's a beard. You call it a beard.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, like when a gay man marries or dates a woman to like hide his gayness, it's called a beard.
A beard?
I had no idea about this.
I used to call, in high school, we call those posers.
No, but it makes perfect sense. It's like you're hiding it with like a, you know?
Yeah.
We all hide our ugly faces.
Guy, beards, it's like if you...
I'm not saying I disagree. I'm just putting, I'm playing you right now.
I know, but I'm saying if you thought about alcohol every single day, it wouldn't be an alcoholic unless you drank every day.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not the same thing with dick.
But like all of us think about pussy every day and we're all straight. So like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we fuck pussy.
That sexual desire.
Okay, wait, hold on. What happens if you thought about pussy every day but never fucked one?
You're still straight.
You're still straight.
You're straight because you want to fuck a pussy.
Yeah.
What can you get about this?
So if you think about eating shit food all day, does that make you fat?
No.
No, you have to actually ingest it.
You're not fat. If I really wanted to, I would eat cookies all day.
But I mean, no. this is this is the thing. Like, if you're someone that's, say, super religious and you are straight, but you never have sex or do anything with a woman until late in life, or say never because you never get married and you only want to have sex until your marriage, you're still straight.
What happens if you want dick, but you're Catholic and you don't want to fucking...
You're still gay.
Then you're a closet homosexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gay.
I think it's because it's an ideology, right?
Yes.
Like, or maybe, I don't know if you call it an ideology, but it's like
an ideology, but yeah, I know what you're
saying. It's like if you're Catholic, but you really want to be Jewish, then yeah. You're Jewish.
Yeah.
For the parties?
What?
For the, no, for I'm the saying, bar, like, if you're cat,
for the
if
bar
you're,
and bat mitzvah.
No, listen.
Hey, listen. If you're Catholic, you really want to do it.
Can I be Jewish just for those two
Wait
times?
Wait a minute. Let me seriously see. Okay, fine. I'll ask the question instead of saying it's right. If you're Catholic,
all are Jewish,
but you secretly think about being Jewish every day, doesn't that make you Jewish?
No.
Because you're only Catholic, because you're only Catholic in name, and God only approves your prayer.
Do you practice praying on? Do you practice a Jewish religion?
In secret,
the Torah?
That's tough.
But
if you don't practice it, you're still a Catholic.
But let's say this.
If you believe in Jewish doctrine and that's what you believe in your heart,
yeah.
Even if you're like your family's super Catholic, so you remain super Catholic on the outside.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So like, say you're like Christian, right? But really you believe all the shit in the Muslim religion.
Yeah.
Then you're probably Muslim.
Yeah.
Even if you don't practice it, it's what you believe.
Yeah, you're a closet Muslim.
You're closet Muslim. People that are fucking watching this go, these guys are fucking retards. All right. Anyways, Ian, how was the show?
It was good. It was honestly, I was kind of, when I saw...
Fucking idiot.
What does this make me?
This is a closet Muslim, right?
It's a closet
here.
Indian. No, he's Hindu, you idiot.
That's a Sikh, right? That's
Sikh.
Hindu, Sikh, I don't know what it is. It was good.
Would you stop for a minute?
Let me speak here, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Show some respect.
Yeah, come on, guys.
No, it was a really fun show, man. I haven't done a Canadian show since Toronto 2019, and like obviously my popularity has grown a lot, so they sold out the auditorium. It was full. The fans were crazy. The fans, it was like a ton of HD people and a ton of fans for Antoine, a ton for me. It was very similar feeling to me and Kuklo in terms of the energy, but way more split because we were in Canada, not in Texas, where it's all Steve fans, you know?
So, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. People were going crazy for both of us. And it made the show a lot of fun. I mean, and after the show, we kind of did like an athlete meet and greet and we had a big line. It was a lot of fun.
I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, what was the like promotion, like the auditorium? Like I heard it was out of Vancouver. I heard it was like in Abbotsford or something like that.
It was in Abbotsford, which at first I was like, this is going to suck. But the fact that they still sold out in the auditorium there, it was like an arts, performing arts theater, you know?
Yeah.
Which was a decent size. The only thing that was bad about it was because it's like performing arts lighting, not like bodybuilding lighting, you know?
Yeah.
Which wasn't great, and it was really hot. But other than that, I mean, it was a decent venue. You know, it was everything's really close in Abbotsford, so it made like doing everything very easy. And like I said, the crowd, like nobody didn't come out to the show because of where it was. You know,
were you happy? Were you happy with everything you brought, or was it something that you missed out on at all?
No, I mean, I think in terms of my look, I think if this had been the Olympia, I think that was one of my most competitive looks for like an Olympia level.
What the fuck is going on right now? I don't. Nick is just laughing. Are you high?
No.
We're back to square one here. Yeah.
Do
you hit Ben's pen?
No, I wish. I think
it was my best combination of like size and conditioning dryness. Like, look, I obviously know like conditioning is not a thing that's hard for me to achieve. If I want to pull down another 2-3 pounds and be a little crisper through the glutes and hamstrings and lower back, that's not hard for me. But is that necessarily my best look? I'm undecided. You know, it's like, yeah. Cutler was never like completely peeled through his glutes, but he brought that nice, full, crisp, you know, look. And I think that was what he found was his best look. So I'm still playing with that. I mean, like last year, I, you know, at Texas and the Arnold and stuff, I came in a little smaller, but like super, super crisp,
yeah,
conditioning wise. But when I look at this look after the fact in the photos, I think it's a more competitive look if you're going to put it up in like the top against top Olympia guys. It's like in the fullness, the back shots were way better with that fullness and added muscle. You know, like my back Latin back double became some of my better poses as opposed to being like weak shots for me. You know,
I'd like to see how your back double and front double look with your elbows up a little more. Have you tried that?
That's funny, Fuad, because when he posted it, I literally said the same thing and I said it out loud.
I feel like
you would be wider too, Ian.
Yeah. No, it does the opposite.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I lose width, I don't gain it.
You do have a very Jay Cutler-esque like glute and ham.
I'm looking for a front double here somewhere.
Yeah, there's one in here.
Yeah, see how you like everything? This is all kind of crunched down.
Yeah, I'm bringing it down. Look, I'll say this is also a bad habit from when I had a lot less chest, trying to keep them kind of down and in to kind of give a little more lift to my chest.
Oh, I see.
Which I don't think I need to do at this point anymore. So I think on my front double, definitely they could come up probably like half an inch to an inch.
Yeah.
On my back double, I know it looks worse, but on my front double, I do agree with you. Yeah.
What I find really impressive is you put on, you know, 5 or 8 pounds or whatever you gained from last year, but your waist is still the same size, if not better.
I did actually, like, this was the first year I like really was like, okay, I want to make improvements to my abs. And like, you can see the depth of them. Like I trained them really hard for the show.
Yeah. It was better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good look, man. So why did you decide not to do Texas?
Smart.
I mean, it was literally just, I thought that the time was better spent serving for the Olympia, you know, like,
yeah, I agree.
Look, it's not an easy decision. And obviously, you know, Chicago was a week later and it would have been fun just to, like, when the Chicago, like when I was done Vancouver, I was like, yo, I could just hop on a plane right now. And I think I could win back-to-back shows. I mean, Antoine won that and I just beat him. I feel very confident I would have won Chicago as well.
Yeah.
But I'm like, after Vancouver, I was there. My mom was there, had flown in. My sister lives in Vancouver. Julie and Mark were with me. I wanted to like spend time. Like I wanted to like have a day where I spent with my niece and my sister and like went shopping and ate whatever I wanted. And I wanted to hang out with my buddies and like, you know, do a day. And I'm like, okay, well that kind of throws Chicago out. And then other than that, you're pushing now three, four, five weeks more to do Chicago, Texas or Tampa.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, for what, you know, like it's, I love to compete and I think there's always benefit to adding accolades to your, to not just your belt like that. And I'm all for that, but I've also placed the exact same place 2 years at the Olympia. Yeah. And this is going to be a better Olympia lineup than the last 2 years. So if I want to improve in that placing, not stay the same or decline because of the hard lineup, I need that time. You know, I need 20 weeks. I need all 20 of them if I want to crack that top six, you know?
Do you think in that 20 weeks you can be the same weight, but sharper or even bigger?
Absolutely.
Like how much difference can
I competed at the Olympia like at the end of last year and I made that progress all the way to now in like 6 months, right?
Yeah.
You know, when I was like a legit like 5 to 6 pounds of like good tissue bigger, you know, and noticeable in the spots where it was needed, like my lats and my chest.
So after gaining more, can I tell you actually real quick before we go on, I just want to tell you, this is probably my favorite shot of all the ones I saw from the show. This is what I'm talking about that you can't see in most photos and video. This side shot shows the depth that was probably the difference in you winning over Antoine. This is, you never get to see this kind of angle when you're looking at shots.
There's another good one
for obvious reasons, but like this shot shows the roundness from the front back, the depth of the back, the depth of the shoulders.
There's another one too. I think me and Antoine hitting a front double from that same position.
You know where it is?
Maybe farther down.
Yeah, I was like, that was the one. I was like, this is the kind of shot.
Okay. I have it somewhere, but it's not, maybe not on here.
Yeah. I thought that was a really cool picture anyway. But so on to the Olympia. And I was going to ask you, when you obviously came down and gained more mass, where do you think you need to improve between now and the Olympia?
It's funny now, I think. So the things I think need to be improved the most now, two things. I think my arms need to come up now. Because they were always kind of ahead, so I kind of like backed off them because I didn't want them overpowering my chest, my smaller chest. So I think my triceps definitely need to come up more, to match everything else. I think more tricep, more that outer head, and I think continue improving everywhere. Like my chest can always be better. Yeah. You know, my back is going in the right direction, but you know, my quads and like stuff, they've improved a lot. But I think at this point, it's put the specific work where it needs to be, like continue to improve my chest and my arms, And then just stay in a good spot where, you know, the weight is high enough that performance can be high for as long as possible, to just keep growing and improving everything. And then, yeah, bring the conditioning, you know, like the aim is, it's a hard balancing act. Like I want to bring it as close to obviously as I can to Texas, but without sacrificing any of that pop that I gained through my chest and back. Cause I think that is more beneficial in an Olympia than just being super peeled, but being a little smaller and flatter.
But you know? I think it's a matter of holding that tissue for longer.
Yes.
So you can diet it down.
Yes. Which I think now I'm getting that. And I think this is the first time where it wasn't hard to keep my chest full. Like other things were actually harder to get fullness in than my chest, which is usually like my chest. We really need to push the fullness to get any kind of life there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you almost ride that line of like, okay, now do we keep pushing the food and risk being a little on the watery side to get the chest, or we just leave a little flatness in the chest and the conditioning at the best spot?
So, is it disappointing for you to do a show with just one other, I don't want to disrespect any other competitors, but one other competitor that was like in the mix?
Look, at first when I saw the lineup, I was, I don't want to say bummed out, but kind of like, that's kind of anticlimactic, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But after I did the show and the fan support there and how much energy there was there,
yeah,
and even though it was one of the least competitive shows I've done, it was one of the most fun and most energy from a fan standpoint. So it kind of like balanced it out.
Yeah.
So it was still a really good show. I had a lot of fun. And look, obviously at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter who else is in the show, because all that matters for me at this point in my life is the Olympia, you know,
getting back to the Olympia.
And this is like just really doing research of like, okay, what does my physique look with this kind of peak and this kind of peak? And we're just taking all this information to be like, okay, what's going to be the most competitive look we can bring to the Olympia? And I think we're starting to get that, you know?
Yeah. Guy, you called me today with a dilemma or a debate question that we have to run by the guys.
The one I called you about?
Yeah, you want to go ahead and ask? So I can see if I'm right.
Why do I have to bring up the question?
Let's fucking ask.
It's your question.
Okay, so my buddy asked
me. Are you worried about fat shaming? Is that what you're worried about?
Pretty much.
Why? We get fucking fit shamed all the time. You're like, oh, look at those fucking meatheads. Like, who gives a fuck? People talk shit about us.
All right, me and my buddy were talking, so I called Thwatt after this. Do you think people that are extremely obese, like 300-400 pounds, and they have like a 300-400 pound significant other, do you think that's what they're attracted to, or that's just what they think they?
I think you could answer this well, not because you're fat. Sorry, I'm saying because
yeah,
I
that's
think,
not very
or
nice.
Or like, do you think usually extremely heavy guys are with extremely heavy women?
I think what it comes down to is people thinking what they're worthy of and what they deserve.
So wait, do you think they would think somebody like Jennifer Aniston is hot, or you think they're attracted to heavier people?
Well, this is just this guy. As you got older, do you find older women more attractive? No, your mind still stays the same.
Yeah.
Our minds all find beautiful people beautiful.
No, wait, that's not necessarily true.
Well, but yes,
to a certain degree, but I find different things more attractive now than I did when I was younger.
But yes, but that's just a change in taste. But I'm saying like a 75-year-old man doesn't think a 25-year-old hot girl is gross because she's 25.
Something just popped in my mind. And I
find a 75-year-old woman fucking smoking hot.
What popped in your mind, guy?
I can't. I'm going to text you. I can't say
it. No, don't text. Say it.
I can't. Oh, no, I can't.
You're an idiot. Well, okay.
Look, obviously, if you're a 300-pound fatty and a smoking hot girl that's half your size or guy that's half your size is interested in you, you're not going to be like, ew, you know?
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You said.
Listen, I don't want to.
I don't like being
So listen, I think what Ian said, that's exactly what I told Guy this morning. We were talking. I said, you try to attract whatever it is you think you can get.
Yes.
Yeah, what you I agree with that. Yeah.
So
if you're fat, you get fat people.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. So I told Guy, like, if you're a 7, you're shooting for
you go for like a 6 or 7.
You're shooting for between a range of like 5 to 8.
So Nick, where do you shoot?
Also, I'll say this.
3 to 4?
What?
Where do you shoot? Like 3 to 4?
No, but seriously, your ballpark is around your own number.
Yeah, I shoot for 10s and up.
Because I told a guy, I said, if you're 300 pounds, if you're a 300 pound woman, you still think Brad Pitt is really attractive. You just know you can't get him.
I also think
how do you know Brad Pitt's not a chubby chaser?
Well, I mean, he might
be. Nick, there's no 10th in jail.
I also think it comes down to what you feel like. Look, a lot of, especially I think, and I'm not trying to, a lot of people are going to feel a little insecure around someone that is a lot more attractive and more physically fit than them. Like if you're a 300 pound person with terrible eating habits and doesn't exercise, and there's a guy that is trains every day and eats healthy, that's going to cause a lot of insecurity.
Well, it's not even insecurity. It's just how much fun is that going to be for you? If you're like, let's get a pizza. And he's like, no, I'm eating my chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Like it's not, really, it's not going to be great. You want to live somebody, you want to be with somebody with the same lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it's more comes down to the of it, but I think that would be an addition.
No, I'm not saying the insecurity
part. I think certain types of people like thicker people.
But Guy brought up a good point. Yeah. Why is it that like fit women like dad bods?
Because they want men that look worse than them, not better.
Right, that's what you said.
That is what I said. But
you said that.
Is that just our own arrogance? Maybe they actually just like dad bods.
You have an answer to this?
Well, I don't like dad bods.
Okay, but you know someone that does like a dad bod. What do you think their answer would be?
I think it usually comes from females being insecure.
Yeah. Did you hear?
I don't know. I feel, yeah, she said it comes from females being insecure, but I wonder if it's like, maybe they just actually like it.
I doubt it.
But that's your own, because no,
I
fucking.
I watch a lot of like YouTube reels and stuff where these guys do like funny like street interviews, and they'll ask girls like six pack or dad bod, and a lot of them will say yes. And you're like, I don't want a guy that's at the gym all day and blah, 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 blah. Like, if I'm fat, like if I don't look good, I don't want him looking better than me, you know?
Yeah. So you guys don't think anybody actually is attracted to a dad bod?
No, man. That's an insecurity thing.
I disagree. I think some people are because I think there's something about like maybe some kind of like comforting fatherly.
It's like Ian likes fat
chicks. I don't have a dad bod, but I'm fucking huge. I'm comforting.
Yeah, but Ian likes fat chicks. So how can you say there's not girls with fat bods?
Yeah.
Well, man, you're not one to talk, bro. It takes a special kind of chick to like your fucking physique.
We're all very niche.
Yeah. It's not like girls are walking around going, "Yeah, I want a fucking 300 pound jack motherfucker." Yeah. That's not normal.
Yeah, for you guys watching this, thinking that if you look like any of us, that it's going to get you more girls. The only reason it'll get you more girls is because other men look up to you, not because they like how you look.
Yeah, Nick, you're in a league of your own. You look like a freak. You got worms on your
the
legs.
Spectrum,
like your asshole licked.
The spectrum of women that will go out with you shrinks the bigger you get.
It shrinks, but it also doesn't at the same time because I think women...
Quality gets better, though.
Well, women like men that other men look up to as like more of an alpha status. And if you're a bigger guy, usually men will look at you as a hierarchy. And I think that attracts women.
Nick, the quality doesn't always get better. I think the crazy increases.
The quality gets weirder.
Yes.
This is true.
The crazy the level of crazy goes like.
I've already spoken about my crazy. I started. From the bottom. Now I'm here.
So you got your Apple Watch. Let everybody know, so I don't have to hear it anymore. He motherfucker traded it in. He's smart.
How much do you trade it in?
Yeah, it was used.
Well, she gave him her old Apple Watch. I'm like, that's kind of strange because she can track that shit.
Oh yeah, but God. She said if I
she
ever
gave you hers?
Yeah, she said if I ever didn't want it to pay it forward. So I figured when I'm done using this one, I'll give this away to somebody.
She's watching you on that Apple Watch 100%.
No, this is not. No, she
he traded it.
Oh, so you traded for another Apple Watch.
She's pissed. She's pissed now.
Well, it was an old one. She said she wanted me to pay it forward. So I'll pay it forward with a new one when I'm done with this.
So if she watches this, she's going to be mad at you.
No, she wouldn't because she asked me to pay it forward. So I'm going to give, when I'm done with this one, I will give this one
to
somebody else.
That's not what pay it forward means. Pay it forward means use the gift I gave you. And when
you
used it to get a newer gift. So the next person that gets
it. That's not paying it forward. You just got rid of it.
You gave
for a newer one. So when I pay it forward, the person, if I had an old one and a year from now gave it to somebody else, it's outdated.
No, Nick, no. Nick, tell him.
You fucked up. You don't trade in a gift for a new gift in a past quarter.
You separated the two things, so now you're not paying it forward with her thing. You're paying it forward with your thing. So
well, no, not so much because I used hers, part of her, the money to get the new one.
Get you a nicer thing.
Oh, man, you fucked up.
You did. You took something completely unselfish and made it selfish.
Completely.
You selfish fuck.
You literally did the most selfish thing you possibly could have done.
Okay, thanks for the gift.
But hold on. Dude, you heard how I said it. I said, after I'm done with this, I was going to give this to somebody else, just like she asked.
Yeah, this doesn't, no.
I guarantee you don't give that to anybody.
Absolutely. Oh, me? The type of person I am, you really don't think I'd do that?
You're not going to give that to anybody.
Yes, I would.
You're going to have it for fucking 5 years.
You give it to me. I'll take it.
I'll give it to Ian.
Give it back to her.
I want it. I don't have it.
I'll mail it to her. I'll mail it to you.
Yeah.
Next year at your show, you give it back to her.
And then
And then you tell her to pay it forward. Now it's on her.
How often have you re-gifted gifts? Is it the first time?
Re-gifted gifts. What do you mean?
Well, you re-gifted that gift.
Leave it to someone else.
Okay, what would you have done? Just given away?
I just wouldn't have wore it. I probably would have got rid of it. I didn't even know they took back Apple Watches.
I
didn't even know you could do that.
Well, it was pink. I'm not going to rock a pink fucking Apple Watch either.
Yeah, that's true. But it was for you to wear at bed.
Actually, I gave the fucking pink. I re-gifted the pink bands. I paid that forward.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What?
How did your current girlfriend feel about another woman sending you a watch?
I told her.
I know you did, but how did she feel about it?
She knew. She was like, "Oh, I mean, the fucking girl's in Canada. What's she gonna do?"
I was gonna say she didn't give a fuck.
In the note, it said, she mentioned my girlfriend.
If you have a girl that sends you, if your girlfriend doesn't care that another woman is sending you a watch, that's a good girlfriend.
Yeah, Melissa.
She didn't get mad.
My wife would be like, what the fuck is this woman sending you a watch for?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying she didn't say, she was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I told her what I did. She's like, oh, I would have done that too.
Nick, have you ever re-gifted a gift?
Yes. No. Yes.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
What gift have I re-gifted?
Why are you so sure? Why are you so certain?
He looks like a re-gifter.
I don't see Nick as being a re-gifter.
So Nick, no, nobody, hold on. Nobody's ever given you a shirt before from like an event and you just gave it to somebody else?
Oh.
Gift? Really?
That's not really a gift. That's like a free shirt from a store. It's not like a gift. I'm saying did somebody go buy you something and give it to you and you're like, I'm going to give it to somebody else because it sucks.
Yeah, like stuff I've bought. I give away to my buddies all the time.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not re-gifting. That's your own.
Like one of my buddies, Mike, like literally like half his clothes and shoes are my old shit.
Okay? Yeah, I've done that.
My training partner.
Yeah.
His wardrobe is mine.
And I forgot to mention too, when we were talking about Van, did you guys see that the guy that won the amateurs was my client and came on stage with us?
Yeah, Chris Burr, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Yeah, I saw that. He's right here, actually. This
pictures
guy.
Of us together, yeah.
Turn pro?
This guy.
Yeah.
That's great. What does he weigh here? He looks like
205.
I was gonna say he's like half your size.
Oh yeah, 207. Yeah. He won the heavyweights at the very bottom of the heavies.
Yeah. So he's a pro. That's awesome. How old is he?
Almost we're like born the same year, 1990. So he's 32, same age as me. 31.
Got a lot of work to do, Chris.
Yeah, he's got monster legs.
Is he going to be, is he just going to be trying and do 212 or is he going to try and?
No, he's like 5'5", so he's going to do 212.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not young and he's only 205, 207. Most of the shows we did together, he competed as a light heavy. It's only the last like two or three pro qualifiers we've done that he competed as a heavy.
Mm. Guy, tell them where the fat people question came from.
The beach.
Why?
Because everybody was fat with fat people.
No, guy was wondering. Guy asked me. He's
oh, like, yeah. Oh, this is how it happened. Because my buddy was like, yo, did you notice how like nobody came up to us besides men? He goes, and all the fucking people were all fucking fat guys. And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, do you think it was fucking like people in general just go for fat people because it's easier? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know if you're fat. Like if a girl's hot and you're fat, they don't have to worry about anything. And I was like, well, what about the fat chicks? He's like, well, they just date fat people. They were like, fat chicks date fat guys. And I was like, why do you say that? He's like, well, have you ever seen a fat girl with an in-shape guy? And I was like,
no, but you'll see fat girls with like super, super skinny guys.
I see that all the time.
That's true.
Yeah, you see like super skinny white dudes with like fat black chicks.
Right.
You
know? Or super skinny black guys with fat white chicks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't, but for what I said, like a lot of like black guys like thicker white girls.
White girls, yeah.
Yeah, but it's got to be a super skinny black
guy. Fat white girls.
So let the black guys have all the fat white chicks.
No, but super skinny white guys like fat girls too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not all of them. Those look like, I think of like the white trash skinny guys like the fat girls.
Yo, I have a question.
Wait, I'm white. I could say white trash. That's
when you're when you're like 6 foot, 130 pounds as like a white guy, and you're dating a girl that's like 5'4", like 270, does she get on top during sex or never?
How does that feel? Much crush your bladder.
I don't know. That's a good question. And if if you're behind, do you almost like fit in
between? You need like a running start.
Man, you need like a fucking 9-inch dick just to even make contact.
But the super skinny guys do have bigger dicks, though.
A lot of them do, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all compensating. That's
is that a known thing?
Yeah, yes. You don't know how that works.
Skinny white guys have big cocks.
Yeah. No, super skinny guys, super skinny guys, period, not white guys.
That's a thing.
You don't know you don't know about like the dick and the construction and how it works?
Skinny, tall guys, yeah.
No.
There's muscle and fat in your pelvic area. So if you have no muscle and no fat there, your dick is longer.
Yes.
That's why when you see a really, really fat guy naked, his dick is like this big.
Yeah.
You ever notice when you get shredded for a show and your fucking shit gets real tight, your dick is like bigger?
It just seems longer.
Yeah, exactly.
Like skinnier and longer again.
She was commenting as I got closer to the show. She's like, I think your dick is bigger. I'm like,
no, it gets longer. I think it loses girth.
No, don't lose girth.
No, just because there's no fat tissue there. So it's just
why would it lose girth? You're not
because there's no fat.
Yeah, I don't think your dick is made of fat.
Yeah, like but your dick doesn't have fat on it anyway.
I mean, it must have a little, but
I mean, I know, but like it's not like
what?
I don't know how fat
you never when you take like a diuretic, you never notice how like your cock is like a fucking skinny noodle.
But that's water, that's not fat.
That's just water, that's just dehydration. Yeah.
You dehydrated your schlong.
That's why I don't understand the guys that go in with no sock. I'm like, who are you trying to impress with that?
Well, that's just because they don't want to fucking it's because there's nothing to impress anybody. So you're like, fuck it, I just go
down. Yeah, I do. You know
a disgusting story about this too. When we were in Vancouver, I want to film like for my YouTube, like the whole tanning process and everything.
Yeah.
And Absolute Touch had no covers or socks or anything. And I'm like, well, Mark, you can't sit here and film me while I'm fucking, you know, got my dick out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So Mark took his own sock off his foot and I wore it on my dick. Twice.
Somehow that seems absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, look, luckily I know.
Can you get athlete's foot on your cock?
Mark is very clean, so I didn't feel that gross about it. But like, it was kind of weird, but it was fine.
Didn't you have your own sock?
No, because I went there in flip-flops.
I told you what my two buddies did in college, right?
Yeah, with the condom.
With the condom, yeah.
Yeah, but see, I usually wear black. Yeah, I've worn black trunks and had them spray and then put on my
other. No, I always wear a sock.
Yeah, see, but I don't wear nothing. The tanning companies now, they'll usually provide you with stuff. Like, look, if I wasn't filming,
usually, yeah.
I wouldn't care. I'll just go naked, but I'm also not standing in front of Mark for 15 minutes filming while my fucking dick's out, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going through and editing this footage with my dick in his face for 2 hours, you know?
Yeah. But the reason that question came up today, Guy, was because there was six of you and you asked me why no women came up to you.
No, I said my buddy asked that.
Yeah, but I was thinking, but today you said that to me. You're like, how come there was six guys there?
Yeah, no I women? Said, was yeah, I was explaining.
But I said it's because it's six dudes and they're all drinking and they're probably, it's too way too intimidating for girls.
Way too intimidating, yeah. And you'd have to be one very fucking confident.
Let me tell you something. You know how many my buddy made a good point. I'm too trusting. As soon as we got there, we were there for a little bit. I had a fan come out of nowhere and was like, hey man, this is for you. And I turned on, I was like, what? He's like, I'm a big fan. And he was like, cheers. And I just took the shot and put it down. And my buddy looked at me, he goes, you're an idiot. And I go, why? He goes, that guy could have roofied you. I go, fuck. I was like, I wasn't even thinking. I was like, you're right. I was like, keep an eye on me.
One of your buddies. I mean, what's he going to do?
Fuck yeah. Me. I was just I didn't even think. I would just shot it down. And I was like,
yeah.
I probably shouldn't have done that.
Hey, I got rid of my TRX today.
You're such a, what'd you get?
Gone. I didn't get anything. I'm waiting for the Lightning to come in. Still not in. So I just took it in and I dropped it off. I have the Cadillac. I have the other car.
The Cadillac's awesome. What dealership?
Huh?
What dealership did you drop it off at?
Why do you Why are you going to go offer him your truck instead?
What company?
No, I'm going to send them the video of what you did to it before you sent you.
He's like, has it been any accidents? I'm like, no, it hasn't, but it hasn't.
Yeah, accidents with fucking sand.
It's been off road a little bit, but
that's might want to take that video down.
No, it's fine. It handled it just fine. Truck's in perfect condition. I had it taken in. I had it looked all over and fixed. It's fucking runs great right now. Hmm. So I dropped it off. Truck's gone. So no more TRX. Kind of was a little bit sad for me.
How many miles?
5,000 kilometers. Like what? 2,500 miles? Something like that? 2,000 miles?
No, 3,500, 3,200.
3,000.
It's 1.6. Oh, okay. How long did you
have it for? You never drove it.
Barely ever. That's why I got rid of it.
How long did you have it for?
I mean, I already have 11,000 on my truck.
I got rid of it in August. Yeah, but you drove fucking from Ottawa to Florida. That's like
2,600 of that, 2,700 kilometers.
Yeah.
Damn, boy, Jesus, you really didn't drive that at all.
No, it's brand new. It's a 2022. It's still got fuck all on it. It's great. So I don't drive it. So I'm like,
what'd you get for it? Can I ask?
Would it not been a better to private sale it?
No, because when you factor in the tax savings, you end up. So I got 107 for it.
Wow, that's 10. I would make 10 on mine right now if I did that.
No, but that's Canadian. Don't forget. Canadian. So it's like 90, 95.
Yeah.
Or 85. Yeah. So I gave it to him for 107, but I got the tax savings. So if you factor in tax savings, it's like 13 grand.
Yeah.
So if I try and sell it privately, I'm not going to be able to sell it for more than 120, 125 anyway.
Then you have to pay the tax back. You're right.
And then I got to pay the tax back on the next car. So I'm like, there's no fucking point. So I just, and I don't want to go to all the hassle of putting it on Auto Trader and meeting people. And
I get it.
So I was like, fuck it.
Because there would have been a big discrepancy, then I would have said it. But if it's that little, then who can fuck
it? Yeah, it's nothing. So that's gone now. So now just the motorcycle and the Cadillac.
And your wife. I love that. And your wife has a Range Rover, right?
Wife's got the Range Rover, yeah. Nick, are you going to upgrade or what?
To a Caddy?
Nick got in my Cadillac when I picked him up in Tennessee, and he's like, I got to.
No, but I did something else.
What'd you do?
I'm trading in my Cadillac, and I'm getting a 2023 BMW X6.
Nice.
No. Enjoy. No, bad move.
No, I like X6.
Sure, Nick, great. I'm telling you, who talked you into that? Please.
I did it myself.
No, it's a horrible idea. Don't do it.
Why?
Nick. You're getting bigger, not smaller. The X6 is smaller than the fucking car you have.
Oh my God.
I sat that motherfucker.
He fits in his fucking Corvette. He's fucking fine, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I sat the X6. Listen to me. Wonderful. If you have a Corvette, that's the uncomfortable car. The other car should be the roomy, comfortable car.
I drive my Stinger every day at 300 pounds in the off season. And I'm perfectly comfortable.
But you also have a truck.
Yeah, but I would drive a 6-hour road trip in my Stinger and not think twice about it.
What's the point of having two small cars? You want one for comfort.
It's not that small, man.
That's a small car, dude.
It's an SUV. No.
It's not an SUV. It's a crossover. It's not a fucking SUV. Sure. An X6? Okay. We're going to pull
it. Nick, you need a fucking truck, bro.
I don't like trucks.
Then get a big SUV.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, this BMW is nice, man. It is very nice.
Get in your head. They're good.
No, I'm going to get in his head. No.
I customized it. You can't. It's already done, man.
Okay. This is a sweet car, okay? But. It's not big, and it's not an SUV. This is a crossover.
Yeah, but you're sitting upright. You're not sitting with your legs in front of you like a car.
What color?
That black. It's black on black.
Look how small the guy driving it is. Look.
Thick is fine.
Dude, I sat in it, bro.
Dallas McCarver drew a fucking Challenger everywhere. He was fine.
Living with a car and sitting in a car, way two different things.
I drove it.
Fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Somebody
thinks that all bodybuilders need to drive like F-250 Super Duties to be comfortable.
I think if you're a big guy, you should have a fucking comfortable vehicle.
They're all comfortable. We're not that big. Stop giving yourself more credit than we need.
You are that big, you idiot. It's fucking.
I'm that big.
It only matters if you're 7 feet tall. Being wide doesn't matter that much.
Oh my God. It definitely matters. And
dude, I was so comfy. I was like,
it's also a question of functionality. You get a truck, it's got compartments everywhere. You can fit shaker cups in the cup holders.
Sure.
You put your meals in the fucking center console. You get this BMW X6, you got nothing. You got two cup holders and like a little cubby for your fucking phone. That's it.
That's all I need.
No, man.
No cup holders, no back seat. Just a shiny dick and we the balls just dragging the fucking
drag this motherfucker along.
You need functionality, Ian.
I mean, look, I have an
F-150. You can't even argue with me. You have an F-150.
Yeah.
What should I get when I get rid of my BMW?
But I like trucks. Nick just said he doesn't like trucks. Why would he buy a vehicle he doesn't
because like? Because he likes big SUVs like my Cadillac.
Fouad.
Yes.
That what should I get when I get rid of my car? Probably get rid of it in the next, like,
a what? Faster, get a faster sports car.
Like, which one?
Like,
do you like sports cars, Guy?
This is what you should get, Nick. Here, watch.
I love it, man, but I do think it's a little too big for me.
Check it out. You can do
I don't want a Yukon. No,
look at that. Look at that. Sure.
Yeah, but GMC's interiors kind of suck.
The new one's pretty good. Look at that. You can fucking jack that shit up.
I'm not a fan, man.
You're better. Right. You're better to get a Caddy or a Ford. The screens and interiors are so much nicer. The GMC. Yeah,
I do like Ford.
My truck is fucking sick. I would buy five more of these. I love it.
Guy, you should get. Do you want functional or sporty?
Sporty.
Get an M8.
Porsche.
Get an M8.
Yeah.
Oh my.
M8s are good. Yeah.
Dude, 0 to 60 in 2.9 seconds. You just dust anything on the road.
And it's all electric, isn't it?
No.
No,
or not the I8.
The I8's growth.
The M8's really fucking nice.
Yeah, you could get the equivalent Audi as well, which is pretty cool, but I think the BMW is a little, the M8 is cooler.
The RS7 is just kind of too big. So I would go M8.
I like M8. They have one there. I like
right here, guy. This is what you get. This fucking, that's a four door. You can do four door if you want a little more functionality, but
yeah.
That thing's fucking, that thing was sweet.
What do they start at, those?
Well, here they're like 150,000, but there, I don't know. I've assumed there are 110 there at least.
Yeah.
Here, watch. USA pricing.
That's sweet, guy.
Guy.
130.
That's not bad.
No, that's an Emmy competition Grand Coupe.
Yeah, that's what you want.
You want the competition? That's like the fanciest one.
You want the competition? Get all the fucking bells and whistles.
Then
that's 130 now. I bet you in another fucking year it'll be less.
No, it's going to be more because they're hard to get. So you're probably going to pay more than 130.
I don't think it'll be as hard to get in a year.
How much longer do you have your BMW for?
I got my BMW, so it'll be 2 years in December, and they usually start buying them back a little after 2 years. Like
you bought that or leased it?
That's a lease. I wouldn't buy that.
That's a lease.
Yeah, I should lease cars. I don't know why I buy them.
My truck's a lease. I always lease one and own one.
Yeah, my truck I wanted to own.
Yeah.
You know why I own, why I finance them? So sometimes I want to get out of them before the term's up. I don't want to pay the penalty and all that shit.
Well, no, don't. Just go back and they'll buy it off you. It doesn't matter.
They can buy it. Like my Cadillac's at least can buy it.
Yeah, but don't they make you pay a penalty for trying to get out of your lease?
Well, no, not if you're going to buy another vehicle.
Yeah, if you're going to buy another car.
I'm buying another vehicle. So, no. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Then I'm stuck with that brand. Like, if I want a different car.
Stinger. No, we get a different brand. I'm getting a BMW. I have a Cadillac.
But you're buying from that dealer.
A BMW dealer, yeah.
Oh,
but they're buying my Cadillac.
Oh, they're buying your Cadillac. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Yeah, because every dealership will sell used off their lot.
Yeah.
But like my Stinger, I bought because I'm like, I want to fucking do shit to my Stinger and I want to own it, you know?
Why? Why don't you just get rid of it?
Because it's fucking sick.
No, it's not.
If Fouad could, he would fucking, he would flip a house every year. He fucking wants new shit constantly.
I'm like, me and Lee talked about this. Once I get a car, I kind of do shit to it, and then I get bored and I get rid of it.
Yeah.
How long did you have your Carex for? 8 months?
Yeah, but you know what I realized? I don't like super trucks.
I love my truck.
You don't like super trucks. I don't like trucks.
No. The reason I say that is because when I get something fast, I want it to look cool also. And I think it's fast.
Chris almost bought a TRX and he went and drove it. And he's like, this is stupid. I don't want this,
Well, no.
I have a GTR. Why do I care about having this in a car?
That's kind of the way I felt about it. It's like, if I'm going to get speed, I want it in something that looks fast.
And that's actually meant to be fast. Yeah. Like a truck is sure it has a bajillion horsepower, but it still weighs fucking 10,000 pounds.
I mean, it's still super, super fast, which is awesome. But
you get that exact same engine in a car that weighs a quarter as much.
For me, it's not the speed. It's like the Cadillac is for me is my daily.
Yeah.
And then I want something like sporty. So it's like the truck didn't make any sense really.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's why I want to get I'm waiting for the Corvette.
And also no matter how fast my truck is, if I have a need for speed, I want to get in my fucking car and just fucking drive fast,
Or my motorcycle.
Or your bike, but that's dangerous. Don't do that.
I love the Corvette.
We saw a guy in Vancouver. I texted you. Man, that was fucking scary shit, man. The guy was fucking just dead on the pavement.
Jeez.
That's fucking sad.
Yeah.
That's actually terrifying.
You need to be careful, Fuad.
It looked like the guy wasn't paying attention, or the car in front of him braked hard and he hit the back of the car and flew over it, and then the car hit him.
Do you know if he's...
No, I have no idea.
Or not?
I have no idea.
Check this out. This is what I'm waiting for next summer. The new Corvette.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. The black one's good.
The only thing
that
I
comes out, that says that comes out next summer?
Well, they're supposed to be out this
How
summer.
How many horse I got?
I believe this is 650.
The only thing I don't like about these, like, look, I think these are awesome and I would love one, but the only thing I don't like is it looks like they're trying a little too hard to make it look like a Ferrari.
Ferrari. Yeah.
No, I felt that way about the current Stingray, but this one, I feel like they've changed.
That's
a little
better.
Bit.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
It's got its own style now.
Yeah.
I do like the older models better.
You like the C7?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is my favorite Corvette they've
built. But that's badass looking, though.
Yeah. Obviously, it's fucking sick. And their interiors, like, with the solid colors, are so cool. But
it's just, it's fucking real. I don't know. It's something else, man. I've been waiting for a while. Look at that one, man. I put a deposit down on it last year, and I'm waiting.
Are they all T-tops or convertibles like that?
I don't think so.
That's a little gay.
No, I think the ZR7.
It's a little?
Yeah.
Well, I don't, why? What's the difference, Ian? Because my car, like my C7 Corvette, had a T-top, but I never took it off, so it just looked like
Mine's convertible. But
yeah, if you leave it on, it's okay. Just don't take it off.
I took it off sometimes. Like this looks
convertibles
cool.
Convertibles are for dads and women.
No, convertibles are gay. This is not a convertible.
That's exactly what it is.
No, it's not.
Can't say gay.
Okay. Okay, you're right. It's okay. What movie is that from?
Oh, what is that from?
But he says something, you can't say that. And he says something else, you can't say that.
I have no idea.
Is that a Vince Vaughn movie?
I think so.
Maybe. I can't.
Four Christmases.
Is that what it's from?
Yes. When they were playing the buzzer game.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I fucking love that part.
Okay. I've been doing it a long time.
All right. He was getting annoyed as shit. I love that movie.
Well, I was just watching the wackiest show. Have you guys heard of the show on Apple called Severance?
No, I saw that. Is it good?
You should watch it. It's fucking good, man. Good? Yeah.
Is it?
Have you seen Blackbird?
They leave you on such a fucking hanger at the end of it. Piss me off.
Why? Is the whole season's out or no?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen
Blackbird? 9 episodes.
Did you watch Blackbird yet?
Blackbird?
Yeah, it's on Apple TV. It's really, really good.
You know what everybody's talking to me about?
What?
Even PJ, because we email back and forth every other day because he's
PJ
in,
PJ in jail?
Yeah. I talk to him all the time. He said The Old Man is one of the best shows he's ever watched.
The Old Man.
Never heard of it.
Everybody's talking to me about it. Everybody.
Oh, I heard of that.
Everybody's talking about The Old Man. I don't know. I didn't even look up the trailer, but everybody's saying it's phenomenal.
This is Blackbird.
I heard about this too. I heard this is fucking great.
It is fucking really, really good. This guy's awesome. This guy's fucking awesome.
Really is this the one where like the one guy's got to make friends with like this fucking psychopath?
Yeah, this guy's got to make friends with this guy.
Yeah,
I don't want to give away the rest.
They're in jail, right?
Look up I think it's called The Old Man.
Is it on Apple TV?
I'm so bad with this stuff. I don't know. Just put The Old Man.
One. Yeah. Yeah, this one. Yeah. Oh, I love, who is this guy? This guy, I love this guy. What's his name again?
What the fuck's this guy's name? Jeff Bridges?
Oh, Jeff Bridges. I heard of this.
He's in fucking Seabiscuit. I love that movie.
He's in
you guys are going to think I'm ridiculous. Apple TV.
It's not the Apple TV you're thinking of.
No, it's
we've done this before, guy. It's
I know, I'm really bad, guys. I apologize.
It's the streaming service, not the little box.
Yeah.
So I can get it on my TV or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you have a smart TV, you just go to
you have to download
Netflix.
Here, I'll show you. You go to this page right here.
Hold on.
Look it. Go to this page right here with all the apps, and you download Apple TV.
Does this mean I have a smart TV?
This is really good too, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah,
does this mean I can get it? This is what my remote looks like.
That's not a smart TV. Remote.
It doesn't tell us. It is. There's Netflix on it.
Google Play, Netflix. Yeah.
You're good. You can get it for sure.
Yeah, you can get it on there.
So I can download. All right. After this, you got to show me how to download this thing.
Go to the App Store and then just sit.
We'll show you.
On my phone or on the TV?
No, on the TV.
Not the phone.
Download anything on TV.
What's wrong with you? You know how to fucking build
it. What do you mean? You can kill a bear.
You can kill a bear with your bear.
No, I don't. You want to know what I do? I literally go like this.
How about Disney Plus? You don't have Disney Plus?
No, I go like this. Watch.
What the fuck, man?
I got to get rid of Disney Plus. I never ever watch it.
Oh, dude. Don't
I want Netflix. I just go like this.
Disney Plus is fantastic.
Is it? Yeah. What's on it?
That's everything.
Yeah, you watch cartoons.
Did you watch the Kenobi series?
No. I did. That was pretty good.
Betty watch.
So good. Yeah.
I'm watching
Netflix.
You speak into the phone, you fucking old man.
No, it's the remote.
What an old
you speak, man. Or you speak into the remote, you old fuck.
Yeah, and it pulls up Netflix. I don't do anything.
That is such an old man thing to do. TV. Yeah.
I never put the app on. Are what? I got to fucking search for it then.
Guy, look at your remote. Look at your remote. Look at your remote. What is there a button for on your remote?
Google Play Netflix.
Well, what happens if you click the fucking Netflix button instead of...
I don't use this remote. I use this remote for everything. Just this remote stays under the TV.
Click the fucking Netflix button, just speaking it to like a fucking old man.
Yeah, but this remote's universal because it's...
Connected. Just hit the button, man. Just hit the button.
This guys, doesn't have a Netflix. Guys were like, you know, when
no, hit the Netflix button on the
This thing takes fucking forever. This is why not. This is ridiculous.
When you go over to his house and you try and use his TV, there's like 15 steps he needs to explain to you. It's like, oh, you got to use this remote to turn it on, this one to turn the surround sound on, this one to open Netflix. You're like, shut the fuck up, you know? Like, what are you looking for, Fuad?
I was looking for the Tampa Bay. I keep calling it Tampa Bay. The Tampa Pro
lineup. Nick, you want to watch? I'm coming down for it.
I'm coming, yeah. I live like 10 minutes from it.
Yeah, I'm going to go down.
I think I might come.
So, are you going to come, Fuad?
Well, it's Nick's birthday.
Yeah. How old are you?
28.
I thought you were 28 last year.
No, 28 this year.
You're like Benjamin Button.
Yeah. You're like Will Harris.
I'm 27.
Are you Will Harris? You're going to keep lying about your age?
Yeah,
I'm 28 come. Forever.
So Ian's going to be there, and Nick's going to be there. Are we going to have a cheat?
Melissa's come with me.
Are we going to have a
cheat meal? Yeah, we're going to have a cheat meal. We're going to have a cheat meal for my birthday.
Yeah.
Guess where you're going. Blah.
Oh.
Blah.
Really?
Cheese, blah.
Wait, fuck.
It's more about the company, Guy, not the food.
I know, but if I'm going to have good company, I want to at least enjoy my food.
You're just jealous you're going to be at some seminar.
You don't even want to come to your friend's birthday dinner.
I didn't even get an invite until
I invited you 2 weeks ago.
Always invited to my birthday dinner.
They allow fucking that many people in jail. We're gonna get fucking bread and water.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to go watch that show. It's gonna be a good show.
Okay, can we talk about the show? Who's in the show?
I don't know. Is there a lineup?
Kamal just announced he's doing the open.
Yeah, Kamal, baby.
Kamal's doing open?
Yeah, I already knew that.
You know what's crazy? You know what I thought about today? Kamal's doing the open. Derek can easily get an invite, and Sean's qualified. Imagine if all three of those
and
two the 12 would be shit now.
And that what's that other guy's name that's doing the open?
Tony.
Roku.
What?
Tony?
Who?
No, he was already qualified. The European guy.
Oh yeah.
The black guy?
No.
Crizzo?
No.
Who?
Crizzo didn't turn pro yet.
He's a 212 guy, the short guy that gets crazy peeled. He's already qualified in the open.
Is it Oleg?
Yes, maybe. Look at the Olympia list. You'll see.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about this guy? You're talking about Caledone? Or I think it's... You're talking about this guy?
It might be. Here, I'll pull up the Olympia lineup. One second.
The guy looks crazy.
No, or it's not this guy. It's the bald one.
This guy. Where the fuck is it? What's his last? How do you spell his last name? Shit. Is it Alex? No. I don't remember his last name. This guy's crazy though.
Angel Calderon.
Calderon, that's it.
Yeah, he's qualified. Yeah. He's qualified in the open as well.
Angel.
Yeah. He's
pretty. Yeah, this guy.
Oh, really?
He's qualified in the open. Yeah.
What show did he do?
I don't know. A show at the end of last year.
In the open?
Yeah.
Clearly, Guy.
I'm just saying, I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So you'll have potentially like four 212 guys out of the 212 and into the open.
I could be way off here, but I don't think he's going to do as well in the open as the other guys are.
No, I don't think so either.
I'll tell you this. Kamal is freaky.
But he also didn't do as well as them in the 212. So it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Kamal looks freaky.
Okay, so Kamal's doing Tampa. Let's take a look. I'm so blown away by Kamal, man. He's 50 years old.
Dude, he trains insane and looks insane.
It's I'm so jealous that his body's able to like stay intact at this age.
It looks like fucking Antonio Banderas.
This is a crazy, crazy look for 50 years old, man. Can you like,
yeah, 50, yeah, 50
he does not get enough.
It's a very young looking physique. You know,
Dexter gets a ton of credit. Nobody gives this guy enough credit for like,
I know.
Like, that's incredible. For
did you see Chris's comment on the last photo?
No.
Go to.
I think you're too old. Sorry. I keep telling you, Kamal, you are a 51-year-old man. The sport has young kids. Please try something else easy like golf or maybe sailing. Is he 51? This is so crazy, man.
And I'll tell you right now, he looks freakier in person.
I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a back shot.
Great. Impressive.
Yeah.
Like the pictures don't show his like his actual hardness.
Yeah, because he's so white.
It's insane.
Do you know what his background is? Nick?
Never translate skin texture quite as well.
He's from Libya.
He's from Libya. Yeah. These guys, man, they're just impressive. So Kamal's doing the Open. Take a look. Quint is really blowing me away lately, man.
Quint's doing it. Well, Quint could be really good. It's just a matter of he peaks, right?
This picture is fucking. Well, I got to say, Dorian has learned something because his athletes look better in Vancouver and Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, so, his girl, Val, won the figures going to the Olympia.
Yeah. Cody took fourth.
At both shows.
And Antoine looked, I think, honestly, in Chicago, I would say that's the best Antoine's ever looked.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been bigger before, but I really like the way he looked in Chicago.
It's funny because me and him did his exact same thing in 2020. He did New York Pro against me and then lost and then went the next weekend and won the show.
California.
Yeah, California.
What? So who else? Quint, Kamal, who else?
Akeem Williams is doing it.
Akeem.
Oh, that's right. How's Akeem looking? I haven't seen anything recently.
He hasn't posted.
I don't know. He hasn't really posted anything.
Is he working with the...
That's a little...
From what I know, from what I've heard, he looks really good. So.
Is he working with the O2 crew or who's he working with?
No. He's with
Oscar.
No.
There, that's it. A Strong Spirit.
Oh, still Justin?
Justin, yes.
Where a Strong Spirit? Where? Oh, right here.
Yeah, Justin.
He worked with him prior.
Oh, Justin Miller.
He worked with him before.
Yeah.
It's somebody I don't know too well. Who is Justin Miller? I don't know.
He worked with George Peterson.
Yeah, he worked with George Peterson.
Is this Justin Miller here?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know Justin too well.
He's a nice guy.
He's a good guy. I like him.
This guy here in the middle.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe I'll have him on my podcast.
Phil
Kulhar. He's a really nice guy, yeah.
Phil Kulhar is doing Tampa as well.
Okay.
Oh, so is he?
Team. Okay, 1 second. I want to write this down. It's important.
Okay, write it. You got Phil.
1 second, 1 second.
Phil Kulhar.
Second.
Phil Ready? Kulhar.
Phil Kulhar.
Phil Kulhar. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Kulhar.
Phil. Kulhar.
Akeem.
Did we get Phil?
Quinton.
Quinton.
Don't forget Phil Kulhar.
Did you get Phil?
Kamal.
Did you get Phil?
And then Phil.
Kulhar, Phil.
Kulhar, comma, Phil.
Kulhar, Akeem, Quint, Kamal, who else?
Claw.
Andrew Jacked?
Son. Oh, that's
right. No, that's what he said, Texas.
Wait, I want to take a look. Let's take a look anyway.
Texas.
I think he's doing Texas.
Who, Phil?
He's going to win the Olympia, guys. We better watch out. So.
Yeah,
what,
no,
what's Prizzo doing?
Just wait a minute.
He has to turn pro.
Yeah, he has to turn pro. Yeah.
Guys, Jesus fuck, man. Okay.
Why are you so fucking slow? You're getting old in your slow old age.
Okay. Andrew Jacked. I've been hearing a lot about Andrew Jackson.
Grow up, man.
Just 1 second, man. I want to take a look at his physique. I don't care.
I met him at Flex's gym. He's a big motherfucker.
Is he?
He's a tall big guy, yeah.
How tall is he?
Tall and he's big. He's
like 6 foot, yeah.
God damn, that's a good physique.
Yeah, he's big.
The thing with him is just going to be conditioning and detail.
Okay, seriously? This is impressive.
Of course. I mean, shape is ridiculous and bubbliness, you know?
Like the thickness... Oh my, like that's a really, really impressive physique.
Yeah. But none of it means anything if you can't get in shape.
right.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure he's doing Texas.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Is he going to pose or what? Is he just, what is going on here?
No, man, he's just showing off that front, you know, relaxed.
He's working with Farah.
It looks like he just did chest. I'd like to see some other shots though. He looks crazy, man. Like very, very impressive.
Have you never looked at this guy before?
I have, like, quickly. I've never really, really taken a look at his physique.
Yo, he's got great physique. He just needs to come in shape.
Yeah. How's the backside look? Has he got the same from the back as he's from the front?
His back's decent for sure, yeah.
It needs more.
Yeah, I mean, everyone can have a little more back, but.
Fuck. It's a workout video. I'm looking for just a back shot.
There.
Yeah, I can't really tell from that, but. And this is fucking 29 weeks ago, so who knows?
Yeah.
Well, good for him. So he's doing Texas, though.
Yes.
I think you're right, yeah.
Okay, so we'll take him out of the lineup. Anybody else that we know is doing Tampa?
I really don't know.
I know Nathan Epler is doing the 212. I don't know who else is doing 212, but...
Keon.
Got to give a shout-out. What the fuck happened there?
Keon.
One second.
Did you get Keon?
Did you get Keon, by the way?
Did I get Pearson Keon?
Did you write down Keon?
I did. Let's take a
Keon with a K.
Keon was doing it as well.
Shut up. We'll take a look
you
at
spell it. Like, you spell it like he won.
This is Ethan. Ian's find.
Yeah, this guy's good.
He was gonna go to Open this year, and then he kind of
Do you know why he didn't do it?
I think he had a lot going on with his that's a good side shot. This reminds me of Ian's tie-in.
That other guy.
Hold on. What do you mean he had a lot going on?
So he had a lot going on. He opened his own gym. He opened his own gym and he had to deal with all that. And I think it maybe slowed him. I think it slowed him down a little bit. I'm just guessing. I'm going to have him on the podcast, have a talk about it. But I'm assuming that all the work he did on his gym probably slowed down his plans a little bit. So just to quickly.
So he decided to do a show. Okay.
That other guy's doing, is it his pro debut? I'm not sure. That Henry Jackson guy is competing in Tampa as well.
Henry, yes. Ah, I forgot about Fats Phil's guy.
Yeah, I think he's still a little too small for his structure to battle it out, but he's got a good shape.
Yeah.
That's a good physique.
What's his Instagram? Henry Jacked, right?
Hen Jacked.
Okay. You guys are like way fucking ahead of me. Can we just actually focus on the physiques that we're looking at?
Sorry, we went back to the Open.
Are we at Keon now?
Keon.
All right.
He looks really good, man.
Keon's looking better than he's ever looked. I think he's working with Patrick, right?
Yep.
Patrick, yeah.
I think Patrick's going to get the best out of him.
I'm really excited to see how he looks.
I found really impressive.
Thickness, look at the arm difference.
Yeah, and with the leg too. Like from here to here.
Yeah.
Bigger and leaner. All right, let's do a couple questions before we go.
Okay.
You have to ride D to B. What is D to B?
Dick to butt.
That's what I was thinking.
You have to ride D to B on a motorcycle across country. Who from the pod would you pick?
I don't own a bike.
Do I have to, like, am I the fucking B or the D?
So
you're
driving the bike and you have one of the guy's dicks up your butt.
I don't want to ride bitch, but I don't want anybody's dick in my butt.
So I guess it would be, who do you think has the smallest dick if you want it in your butt?
Wait, but it doesn't mean it's in your butt. It's just D to B. Like, it's that position.
Oh, you're just riding, like, butt dick to butt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, and they got to hug you the whole time. They have no handles. They're just hugging you in a warm embrace for
14 hours. I gotta think of who has the smallest dick. I'm probably going to go Guy.
I got the 212 dick of the podcast.
It's just genetics. It's just a handicap. Don't worry.
If you have Ronnie Coleman's genetics, but every night Big Mo visited you, you know which Mo I mean, and blew your back out, would you take it?
No. Nick?
No.
You sure?
I have a question for you guys for these kind of hypothetical questions where people are like, would you do this to win the Olympia? Doesn't it really just devalue the Olympia completely if you're like, yeah, I won the Olympia, but I had to get fucked in the ass to win it? Isn't it like, well, you didn't actually win it, you know?
No, I'll take the 400 grand. It's like saying, would you take a dick in the butt for 400 grand?
You would?
Look, I would take it for the money, but in terms of winning the Olympia, it would be like, you didn't actually win anything, you know?
Yeah, but you just win it, and you get the 400 grand.
I would like to take the 400 grand, but in terms of a bodybuilding being like, I want to win Olympia with my own prowess, it's not really anything, you know?
You won the Olympia when you got to lose a butthole.
But like, I feel like Nick, if someone's
would
like,
you, would you guy?
And what? Nick, what?
Would you take the Olympia on like a shit a term like that? Yeah. A caveat. Market.
No.
No.
Is it wrong if I say I would?
Yeah. You fucking fruit loop.
Because you're retired and want money. So I get That's it. Right. You want to buy cars. So.
That's right. That's right. If you could go to any sporting event in history live, which one would it be?
Like all a right. Mike Tyson in his prime fight.
Oh, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Foreman, Rumble in the Jungle.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Is it Rumble in the Jungle or is it Thriller in Manila? Which one was the one in Africa?
The second one was the Thriller in Manila, right?
I thought Thriller in Manila was the one with Foreman in Africa. Anyway, yes. That's the one I would go to.
No, Rumble in the Jungle is in Africa. Manila is in the Philippines, isn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is your friend.
Okay, this is a good one. Missing your two front teeth forever or no eyebrows forever?
Missing your two front teeth.
No eyebrows. Eyebrows.
No eyebrows. No eyebrows. Two
front teeth. I can tattoo those bitches right on. Done.
Fuck. No, yeah, no, no. You have to have it forever.
I'm not growing them back.
No.
See, this is the thing. If you're going to say that about tattoo your eyebrows, then you'll just get veneers and your teeth will be even nicer than
they No. You have to have no eyebrows or you have to have no teeth.
I'm taking no eyebrows. I know we did this.
No. Listen, watch. I'm going to show you.
No. We did this. I already saw it. I'm not losing my front teeth.
I'm doing two front teeth, and then people just think like I'm like an NHL player and got my teeth knocked out.
Me
you
too.
Know?
Look at this guy. Come on.
Oh yeah. No, it makes you look like an absolute mongoloid.
Look how ugly. Look.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey.
Look at Angelina Jolie. You're talking about one of the most beautiful women in the world, and then she's like an alien.
Guy, you look
no front teeth. Google Angelina Jolie, no front teeth.
She literally looks like someone from the movie Alien. There.
Look at fucking, this is like one of the best looking dudes on the fucking planet. Look how ugly he looks.
Chris Hemsworth on the side right middle. No, on the side panel.
Yeah. Look what it does to you.
Yeah. Google these guys with no front teeth.
Yeah, but you can keep your mouth closed. You can't close your eyebrows.
Yeah, you can smile with your mouth.
Yeah, how are you going to fucking talk?
That's awesome.
Look at this guy.
Hey, Ian, try getting laid.
That's way better. Yo, NHL guys walk around with half their teeth missing all the time, and they're still macking tons of
groceries. That's not good. I think I'd still take the two front teeth missing.
There's me if I didn't work out.
I would, because you could close your mouth. It's like, you can't do anything about your eyebrows. You're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked. It's on your face all the time. People stare.
You're never getting laid with no front teeth.
Oh, dude. No girl will come up to you with no eyebrows. At least I can get close.
Wait, I got a question for you, though.
Yeah. What if
you just chrome dome it and shave your face and go for like the alopecia look, just like hairless completely?
How about this? Yeah.
No, because there's some people that have like alopecia where they have no hair, like, and it doesn't look that bad.
Here.
Not bad. I can still see your eyebrows. Yeah. A lot of girls are going to pick you up like that. You look like you're going to kill them.
I think they're going to question your sense of style more than anything in that case. Yeah.
I'd rather that than question my front teeth.
Nick, are you still taking no eyebrows?
No eyebrows.
Dude, you know how bad you look with no eyebrows?
Oh, yeah. Nick, you look really bad.
Well, we're going to find out if you lose a bet. Zing, zing, buddy.
He's never going to lose it. He's not going to agree to that. All right. If each member of the podcast opened their own restaurant, what food would you serve?
Who had Italian. The Italian restaurant, for sure.
Italian, for sure.
Yeah, because he can cook. Because you can cook.
He cook better than you.
Yeah, you fucking high.
I've seen your pasta. It's dry as fuck.
I'm opening an Indian restaurant.
You can't cook Indian food.
Well, I'll learn.
Nick, what are you doing?
My mom can cook Indian. She'll work in the kitchen.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to do a barbecue style.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Guy? Italian?
Bro.
I'd probably do a burger place.
And that's what it's gonna be called. Of course, bro.
Bro.
You're gonna call it Sister Nino's?
Bro burgers.
Yeah.
Bro burger.
I'd probably do a burger place. Just all different kinds of burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So
that does well. Yeah.
Sugar-free syrups, zero sugar soft drinks, and low calorie meal enhancers in prep. Oh. Or is bland hardcore the only way to go? Guys,
I go bland hardcore.
No, please don't say that.
Stop it, Nick, you fucking twat.
I don't use sugar-free syrups.
Yeah, you do.
Flavor gang! Yeah, flavor gang! Flavor gang!
That's not a okay. Calm down, you Italian little shithead.
What about your coffee?
I don't use syrup though.
Yeah, but what about your coffee? That's sugar free.
I don't use that in prep.
Really? Not at all?
No.
This is the answer is this. If it
I do use flavor gang.
If you have trouble getting
but I'll be honest, I will cut those out like 3 weeks out from the show.
See, if you have trouble getting in shape or it causes you any kind of digestive distress or bloating, then you should absolutely cut them out. For me, I could drink soft drinks right to the day of the show or cut them out. It makes me look 0% different.
Yeah.
So in that case, just leave it. But if you're worried that it might have an effect, you're better to just remove it.
I think it's good.
For me, I don't think it has an effect, but mentally, I'd rather just not take a chance.
Yeah. If you're worried about that mentally, then I agree. It's just better to just cut it.
I drank diet soda the day of the show, Starbucks with Splenda the day of the show. It makes zero difference for me.
And I've also cut it out for, I did 10 years of my life where I did like zero anything for, and it made no difference. So
me too.
That's what I was going to say. In the beginning, I started with going crazy.
Yeah, but
no, nothing.
But if you're like Nick and you're going to be like, hey, what if maybe I shouldn't, you know, maybe I could be a little better.
Yeah, the what ifs get me.
So then if you're
like the only things I do use like that are have that shit in it are the flavor gang sauces. But like I said, I do cut those out like 3 weeks out.
Yeah. Peace of mind is very valuable in bodybuilding. If it's going to cause you any stress or worry, then you're better to just get rid of it.
And do I think it makes me look any different? Honestly, no. But mentally, I
cut creamer out 10 weeks out. I used to cut sweetener out, stop chewing gum, and fuck it.
You don't cut creamer out?
He said 10 weeks out, you just said.
No, he leaves it in.
He said used to,
No, there was one show I did in 2016. I won the Miami Pro Show. I woke up in the morning. Chris goes, do exactly what you did yesterday. I said, I had a 20-ounce coffee with Splenda in half and half, and I drank a diet soda. He goes, do the same thing today. It was the day of the show. Woke up in the morning, walked to Starbucks, got a 20-ounce coffee with cream in it.
No wonder you were never shredded.
I mean, if you look good, maybe you could have competed in the open if you cut that out.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
maybe all those sweeteners were restricting your growth.
Don't leave.
I'm just going to remind you guys of something.
They were removing your insulin. They were damaging your insulin.
Oh, no. We're going to the trophy room.
I'm just going to remind you guys of something. I know. I'm just going to remind you guys of something, all right? I'm just going to remind you guys of something.
I know.
Just remind you. You guys are here. I'm just going to remind you.
Why are the trophies so small? Is it because they're 212 size?
I fucking knew that was going to come. I knew it.
I want to see the size of my band Pro Metal. It's the size of six of those.
Hey, I got Olympia medals. They're all the same size.
All right.
We're going to win this 212 debate.
Have any of you gone on a cruise, just came back from my honeymoon, and it was a buffet of food and working out at night? Seems like a dream scenario for the off season.
No, I've never been on a cruise.
I've been on a cruise. I didn't work out.
Guy, are you the only one that's been on a cruise?
No, I said I have.
Oh, you have to?
Grand Cayman Islands, Haiti, and Jamaica.
Did you guys both like it?
The last one me and Melissa went on was on the newest Royal Caribbean boat, which was like the biggest boat in the world. And it was just too busy. Like you'd wait 5 minutes for an elevator. Yeah. And like
I went on Independence of the Sea.
Yeah. I went on a Holland America, like a fancy old person one once. And the boat was quiet and it was very like old person luxury. And it was very relaxing. I like that. Yeah. But the Royal Caribbean with like too many kids, too busy. I didn't enjoy it though.
Yeah.
And I also find working out on a moving boat, despite how big that boat was, is not very nice.
I probably wouldn't work out if I went on.
Yeah? You get like whiplash?
Because you can't really feel it. Like the boat is, the movement is so minimal.
Not going that fast.
No.
I don't know.
And the boats are like, you're talking about a boat that's like 1,000 feet long. It's like, you can't feel movement. But when you're trying to like, say you're trying to run on a treadmill, even a slight movement, it's like, you know,
or if you're lifting weights,
it just makes you feel like a little queasy to your stomach when you're trying to lift, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I really want to go on a cruise. I've never been, but I don't want to go anywhere where there's kids.
Yeah. So go on like a Holland America or an older cruise line. Don't go on like a Carnival or Royal Caribbean or anything like that. No.
Yeah. Would you rather have to run? No, we've done that one before.
I'm not running anywhere.
Guys, she's sick. We've for a long time.
Does the fact, no matter how good of a package you bring to show, it's in the judge's hands, does that affect your motivation, or are you so far in your career that you just shrug it off and keep doing and collecting money, even though you know you'll never be Mr. O?
What?
Huh? I don't know, but let's go with the first part of it. It's interesting. Does the fact that no matter how good of a package you bring to a show, it's in the judge's hands? Like it's not really, there's nothing you can do to force a win.
No, but if you're because if you're good, if you're that good, you'll win. So it's like,
let me tell you something. I think we can all agree here that we've all brought in a package that we're like, this is going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I've been that confident at a show where I'm like, I'm pretty sure. And I'm like, nobody's going to beat me no matter what.
Yeah. But then did someone beat you?
No,
no.
But then there was times they did.
That's what I'm saying. Like I've had times where I was like, I think I'm going to win this one. And yeah. I'd be second.
Yeah.
Every time I thought I was going to win, I've won.
Yeah. Me too. No, I can think of two occasions where I should have won and didn't.
I can think of three.
I don't have any of those in my mind. No.
I had one, which was 2019.
Well, you also had last year where you think you should have been fourth instead of fifth.
Yeah, that wasn't like a win-lose situation. Yeah.
No, but it's still a, you know, it's still bad.
I thought in 2014, I should have beat Aaron Clark at New York Pro. I thought in 2015-16, I should have beat Charles Dixon in Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, there's placings I think I should have placed higher, but not wins.
Wait, this is funny. Would you rather step on Legos every morning when you get out of bed or get choke slammed into a pile of thumbtacks once every 6 months?
Step on Legos every morning. Legos every morning.
I think I'm going to go Legos, man. I'm going Legos.
Once a year. Once a year.
No, pain. Twice a year. It's twice a year.
Yeah.
Bro, do you know how many tacks you got to dig out of you?
Yeah, but it's only one. It's
they
twice
do it in wrestling. My buddy used to be a wrestler for TNT. And
I'll make you a deal. I will step on Legos. I get to choke slam you on the thumbtacks.
You're not going to do it hard. This saying you got to get out of bed and step like you don't know it's there.
Yeah.
You got to wait. Okay.
You're going to know it's there. You can't
I'm too old to jump out of bed at 40. I go out and get out of fucking bed a lot slower than I did in my 20s, brother.
Like, what about you're getting up in the middle of the night to take a piss and you're fucking stepping on those? Like, fuck.
Yeah. Dude, that sucks. Every day. Think about it. Every day.
Ask Summer to put one tack in your back and then text me. One tack. But you only have one. Ask her to push one tack
in you. Once,
twice a year.
Twice a year, I'll do it.
No, yeah. No. Well, I just want you. I want you to tell me what one tack feels like, because that's going to be your whole back.
I bet you I could do it.
Yeah.
I bet you would.
Look, it's going to fucking suck, but it's only twice a year.
What the fuck?
I don't want to step on a Lego every day, man. No. I don't want to step on a Lego every day. Fuck that.
Every day? No.
I don't want to dig out tacks.
If you said step on a Lego once a week. Or thumbtacks in my back once every 6 months, I would take the
Legos. So you just wake up, step on Legos, and then you're off the Legos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if you wake up and like slip on that Lego and fucking like hurt yourself? I ain't trying to do that, you know?
Are the Anadrols are
you're
the,
worrying
are
about hurting yourself?
Anadrol like, tipped.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're worrying about slipping on a Lego, not 100 tacks dug into your fucking back.
No, because like if you slip on Legos, that's like where you like tear a hamstring or something. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. What if the Legos got wheels? You're fucked.
Yeah.
What happens if the tack has fucking virus on it and bacteria?
Well, then you're fucking fucked. But I'm hoping that's not the case.
Okay. Well, you took Legos. We took tacks.
Yeah.
Nick?
Legos.
Legos?
Bro, I'm not
300 pound ass.
These guys are going to be fucking. Eyebrowless getting
it's like I got enough needles going in my back. I don't need thumbtacks.
It's gonna go through your foot, man. You're fucked.
My foot.
Yeah, because you're so heavy. It's just gonna fucking
it's gonna go right through your fucking
yeah, face. You don't have any of those veins in the bottom of your feet because you'll be
enjoying. Or he's just gonna crumble the Lego into dust.
Yeah, bro.
Crush it into a fine powder.
I'm gonna fuck those Legos up.
This is stupid. Would you rather cheat on your diet 2 weeks out from a show or let your wife cheat on you?
Cheat on my diet.
That's dumb, dude.
I know.
Because ain't none of that.
Would you rather never
eat? You can't cheat on your diet once in 2 weeks out. You're probably in fucking bad shape.
Wife can't cheat on you when you're fucking on another wife. So.
Would you rather never eat meat again or never eat sweets again?
Sweets.
Fouad's the only opposite
Fouad's got the fat side of his brain going.
Fouad's like,
I'm trying to think.
But then, you know what he's going to do? This is how he's going to validate it. His fat ass is thinking, but I could eat McDonald's and fucking then this and that, and that's not fucking sweets, and I'll be happy with all that shit. So I probably go with McDonald's.
Yeah,
and pizza's not sweet, but it still tastes good. Rawr.
Rawr. Yeah, I have to agree with you guys. I can't justify it.
I mean, all your bolognese sauce is gone and everything.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you win the 212 Olympia, do you think you should get an invite for the next year's Open Olympia?
No, because it should all be combined into one division. I think it's ridiculous that 212 even exists. And be open and that's it, because that's the number one bodybuilder in the world. That's what I think.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay. Let's leave it there.
I can't believe you even had the balls to read that.
I had to. I knew something was going to come of it.
That's great. Good timing.
Who is someone, a role model or a celebrity in the bodybuilding industry that frustrated you the most when you first met he or she?
Fouad Abiad.
Frustrated?
You loved me the first time you met me. Fuck you.
I was like, fuck this prick.
Somebody frustrated me?
Yeah, probably.
No one.
Lee Priest.
Probably was, Fouad for me as well.
No way. Fuck you. I didn't frustrate you. Guest posted at my show is the first time I met you.
Yeah, but remember when I did my pro debut and everyone was saying I was going to win, then you like shit on me and Tony Cyril?
Yeah, I did. It was really shitting on Tony though. I liked you.
Yeah, that was true. You're always nice to me.
Yeah, Tony was different. Not that I have anything against him now, but at the time I was like, fuck that guy.
I can't think of
it. Well, because think about it, Ian. If you think about it from my perspective, right?
Dude, obviously if I was you, I would be fucking so geez.
Because I was a pro for like 8 years at the time or 9 years at the time.
I would be like, how fucking dare you?
Yeah, that's how I felt. I was like,
wait, the question is just what pro frustrated you the most?
It said, who is someone, role model or celebrity in the bodybuilding industry that frustrated you the most when you first met he or she?
Michael Lockett, when I found out that all he ate was Olive Garden.
I know, right? That guy is fucking crazy.
That was frustrating.
If you just ate a good diet, you'd be so much better, man. Just do it, you know?
Yeah. No, me and Lee talked about it on the podcast. The first time I met him, he like fucking shooed me away. I was like, what the fuck?
Really? Why?
Well, it was, well, the way he describes it now, it was just me being sensitive, but Robert Kennedy was standing with him and they had me, I was signed at Muscle Mag at the time, and he pulled me up and he's like, hey, this is the newest guy we signed. He's going to be something special, blah, blah. And Lee Priest was like, psh, whatever. We'll see it when it happens. And then he walked away and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, so I told him yesterday, I'm like, dude, he's like, I didn't think it was that big a deal. I was just joking. I'm like, imagine meeting your idol and then your idol fucking shoos you away. I'm like, it sucked. So me and him had like a thing I don't think he had a thing with me, but I just didn't really like him for the longest time.
I would have come on your podcast and cried about it.
What conspiracy do you believe in? That's a good one.
9/11 was an inside job.
The one we can't talk about.
I don't know. I just thought it was
That's not a bad one. For me, probably JFK is the one I believe in the most.
Yeah.
Well, I can see that. What conspiracy about it?
Well, it wasn't fucking Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't think it was?
No.
No, he was.
There was definitely more than one shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't there. I'm
Shooter
just
McGavin.
Shut up.
I've lost so much trust in like the government systems of the world that anything that is to do with them, that is a theory.
Not the government. You lost it in people, bro.
People, just in the world. Yeah, that I've lost so much that anything like that, if I just believe, is untrue.
Bro, I watched Kamala Harris do an interview and sit at the table and go, I'm a woman. My fucking pronouns are he, she, and I'm a woman sitting at this table wearing a blue dress. I went,
without getting, I don't want to get I don't want to get overly political, but like, is it absolutely fucking crazy to you that there are adults that are running the country that won't define what a woman is?
It's insanity to me.
There have been so many interviews I've seen in the last like 6 months where they're like, what is a woman? And they're like, they think it's a fucking trick question.
It's insane. This is why people have mental problems. This is why.
Listen to this. My wife was at the doctor the other day and she said on the way out, there was a poster that said something about, I think it said trans women or men. I think it said trans women, though. They're supposed to get pap smears also.
But you don't have a vagina or ovaries.
That's my fucking point.
There was something on the TV the other night. It was a woman talk show. And they were asking like specific women questions about like menstrual shit. And there was a transgender woman. I'm like...
How do you know, motherfucker?
I was like, how? Can anybody, how can a woman watch this and go?
I just lost.
I want to know how the women on the rest of the set like are taking that person seriously.
Yeah. How can you look at the fucking woman, the man,
the trans
that says
woman,
she's a woman, talk about woman things as a man. And I'm like you wonder why the world is so fucked.
Well, yeah. Then there's the whole breastfeeding thing too. You're not allowed to say breastfeeding anymore. You have to say
breastfeeding.
Like, no, but it's supposed to be, what is it supposed to be? Chest feeding. It's supposed to be chest feeding. You can't say breastfeeding anymore.
But a trans, someone that converted from a man to a woman.
If my girl said, look at my breastfeed. Chest, I'd punch her in the face.
That's right, Ian. That's why it's so frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, I've just lost complete faith in the entire world. Like, people's ability to make, like, good, rational, logical decisions is just completely gone. It's all based off emotion and, like, bleeding heart nonsense, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody gets butt hurt.
So what conspiracy do you believe in, Guy?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Besides,
you don't believe in any conspiracies.
I don't think 9/11 was.
I was never really into that.
Yeah,
but do you think JFK was legit? Like everything they tell you.
Like, do you think at Area 51 that they have like aliens?
No.
So you don't think the U.S. government or anyone has ever discovered any extra planetary life?
Discovered? Yes. Has live aliens? No.
Okay, that's still kind of a conspiracy.
Do you think digital passports were planned all along?
What?
Do you think COVID was started as a political move and not a real virus?
Yes.
There you go.
That's the one I said we can't speak of.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I said
my whole channel will get dissolved.
Like, I have people that think like some of those school shootings didn't really happen. I'm like, that's insane.
That's different. No. See,
like, that's insane.
This is a thing. There's
Into the same category of people that think the world is flat and that think that
you really think 9/11
concentration camps didn't happen.
So wait, you think 9/11 was set up by us? By the US?
I wouldn't be surprised.
You think the US set up having fucking over 2,000 people killed?
I think there's a possibility they did it as an excuse to go into Afghanistan.
No way.
But I don't know. I don't know shit, so I have no idea.
I don't know either. I just think some of the stuff that you see is like pretty questionable.
I just don't trust the government.
You know, the biggest thing for me, Guy, is just that the buildings fell the way they did. I'm like, I don't know. That's really fucking weird.
Yeah, but I'm also not an engineer, so I wouldn't know what they should.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it is or it isn't.
The guys flying the plane knew where to fucking fly to make the plane to make the building drop like that.
We're giving them a lot of credit.
Well, I mean, they stole a plane.
Yeah, but
pretty fucking hard to do.
Airport security in 2000 or whatever was not very good, you know? I don't know.
I have a hard time thinking. I can make the argument that I have a hard time thinking people like the U.S. government would fucking kill over 2,000 people and do that to families. But then part of me thinks I don't really put anything past anybody at this point.
Yeah,
I think that's what me and Ian are saying is like some things wouldn't blow us away.
I will agree with that.
Yeah.
Inside of me, I don't want to believe that the government would ever try and kill people and do that. But then I'm like, I also have heard crazier things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's more one of those things where you're like, well, if we found out tomorrow,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wouldn't be fucking out of this world.
If it all came out tomorrow that the U.S. government did it as a thing to get it whereas, there and oil and do control, whatever, I'd be like, okay, sure.
Whereas on the other hand, if they found a Sasquatch, I would be shocked as fuck.
Yeah. Or if we found out that the world is actually flat, we'd be like, holy fuck. You know? Okay, here, I've got one for you. Do you think that the U.S. ever went to the moon?
Yes. I knew you were going to bring that up.
Or do you think that the moon landing was faked?
No, I think they went to the moon.
No, they didn't.
Wait. No, they didn't. This podcast is going
to suck. Who didn't go to the moon?
This podcast is going to be so. Can you label this as the worst podcast we've done? Put that as a title. Three hours of nonsense.
Yeah, but this is the thing is this Wait, is
how I never even heard of this as a conspiracy theory.
You haven't? What do you live under a fucking rock?
No. Why?
Because the flag is blowing and like there's a bunch of shit, the shadows and like yeah.
They created it in a studio apparently.
Yeah.
No.
That's a theory.
Wait, so there's no movement on the moon apparently?
Well, there's no wind.
There's no wind.
But there's gravity.
But there's no wind.
Very light gravity.
Yeah, but if the person floats around, how can you say the flag can't move?
It's not going to fly like if there
blowing,
isn't the wind.
What's blowing the flag?
Yeah.
What's moving the person?
Them.
Inertia? Them?
If the person stays like this, they still move.
No. No, they don't. You don't just float around.
Why does the U.S. flag on the moon have ripples?
Fucked up, man.
Oh, wait, that's a different thing altogether. Okay, well, we're not going to get into it now, but Guy, you can research it yourself.
Yeah, it's, a very famous conspiracy theory.
This is not
really? I never heard of it.
You've that they didn't actually go... Fuck? Look, if this one I'm going to believe, the only thing I do believe is that they did go there, that because of some kind of radiation issue, they didn't get footage, so then they replicated in a studio, but I do believe they went to the moon.
You do believe they went to the moon?
I do believe they do, but I don't... I would be not surprised if the footage they have is not real.
Wait, so you don't think they've never gone to the moon?
No, I think they've been to the moon.
Well, they've only been to the moon once.
Yeah.
So why haven't they been back, Guy?
Yeah. Well, there's really no reason to go back.
What do you need to go back for?
Well, why'd they go in the first place?
Because you got to be the first one. It was the moon race. That was a big thing.
It was it was a big dick move.
But maybe that's why it was staged, because it was a race.
Yes.
You love arguing, don't you?
it's a very popular conspiracy theory.
You just like to fucking be a dick.
You know what's funny? I think to myself,
Why am I a dick?
And then I'm like, it's because I'm opinionated, but I'm not really opinionated when on the podcast. I just like to argue. I just like to keep the conversation going.
To stir the pot.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why people think you're a good host. You're a good host because you just like
to fuck around.
You're like the witch.
See, people actually dislike me because I'm actually opinionated, though.
No, I said this to my wife the other day. We were talking about it. She read some negative comments about me. And I said, look, Summer. I said, guys like me, Ian, Guy, if you have opinions, you're going to have a love-hate relationship with everybody.
You said this to me, too.
Yeah, they're never going to have... If you have a strong, opinionated personality, there's no way everyone's going to love you.
No.
I mean, look...
No one agrees with everything.
Look, the most successful podcaster on the fucking earth has, half the country hates him.
Yeah.
So, you know, what the fuck? That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, boys. I had fun.
Yeah.
One, normal question to end. Because
I'm gonna have a bunch of 5'6" fucking little men running in my house trying to kill me now.
Well, between them
with pitchforks,
Brazilians. Between them, the Brazilians. Who else? The blacks? Are the blacks against you too?
No, I think blacks like me.
Wait, didn't you have a problem with the Middle Easterners at one point?
Well, yeah, because we.
Oh yeah, because of Hottie.
Hottie.
The video of Hottie, and I said I wasn't that impressed with it.
It's gonna be you and a bunch of. It's gonna be you and the Chinese versus the world.
Yeah.
You know what I noticed is worse about this podcast?
The Chinese love me, though. When I was there, Vancouver Pro and Branch Chen with all his fans, they love me.
You know what I noticed is worse about this podcast, though? Being opinionated is one thing. We have the slightest opinion, and it gets blown into this massive fucking thing.
Yeah, it's going to say, Ian thinks that Flex Lewis should never have competed and that he fucking sucks.
You said that.
What?
You know what's funny?
Fuck off.
Wait a minute. It's like that whole Bob thing. Yeah. It was literally, honestly, remember it was like a 3-hour podcast and it was a Q&A. And it was literally off the top of my head. And it turned into this, I'm like, what the fuck? We're just four dudes just shooting the shit. Three dudes shooting the shit and one guy eating.
People have to understand that this is us talking on the phone. Sometimes we're just saying things to say them, not because
you have to also realize, though, at the end of the day, we're well-known personalities. And that to talk about us is good content for other people. You know, in terms of the bodybuilding world, we talk about a lot of bodybuilding stuff that is opinion based.
Yes.
And that could be good content for somebody else, which look, they're entitled to do whatever they want and they can say whatever they want. So it is what it is, as annoying as it may be sometimes. But when we put our opinions out there and we're well-known bodybuilding personalities, it's going to just happen. You know,
Not expected.
Yeah, I mean, look, at this point now with some of these channels that have chosen to pick on me, now it's I literally could care less and just pretend they don't even exist, because it's who fucking cares, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, it literally means nothing if that's, in the reality of the world, you know?
Okay, we'll start and finish with one good one. What's your go-to party trick? Do you have a party trick, Guy?
Oh, party trick?
I can chug a beer like a motherfucker.
Can you?
Oh, yeah.
We got to go at it.
Can you chug a beer?
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill you.
I can chug a beer too.
You stand no chance.
All right, go get a beer right now, everybody.
Everybody
somebody
get a beer.
We'll
just chug a drink. It doesn't have to be a beer. I already beat you in a chugging contest, Guy.
Do you have a shaker bottle?
Yeah, I got to go get one. What's that?
Hold on. How much are we putting in? How much are we putting in?
Two-thirds. I got two-thirds. Like this.
What's that on the cup?
That is, it's too dark. I can't see.
Eight, like 12 ounces?
You can't have a race with liquid and not measure it, you fucking
400 mom. Mils, exactly.
What is 400 mils?
14 ounces.
All right.
Nick, are you we're all doing this?
Yep.
400 mils. 400 mils.
14? Ian, 14 ounces?
Yep. No, like over half.
400 mil.
400 mil.
Who had, look.
Oh, fuck.
Who had?
I got it. Okay, 400 mil.
Let me see that in the light. This is mine. Look at mine.
Okay, mine's the same.
Fouad would cheat live, too.
I can't see yours. I can't see it. Look. You didn't pour very much in there.
Look, here, look.
No, he's cheating. He doesn't have much in there. Here, look. He's like 10 ounces.
Look. Here, look, Ian.
Yeah, I see you. You're look. Good.
See it? You want to see the 400? It's right there.
Thank you. I trust you.
Look.
Why do me and Nick look like we have so much more than you guys?
No. I got to stand.
It's 400.
You see mine? Okay. Are y'all about to get fucking roasted?
I'm standing for this.
You guys don't
stand. I don't need to stand.
Okay, wait.
Hey, wait. We holding it? We put it on the table.
You can put your hand on it, but it's got to be on the table, Nick.
Nick, put it down. Wait, you want me to set Alexa have a timer?
Yeah. The fucking guy is so competitive.
Alexa, he's standing volume 8.
Put it down, Nick.
You gotta Alexa, put the cup down. Put the cup down.
Down from 10.
No, Melissa's here. She's gonna do a 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, but you gotta put the cup down.
Okay, hold on. Alexa off.
Okay.
Put the cup down.
Is somebody counting?
Melissa's gonna count down from 3.
Wait, are you?
No, 10. I need 10.
What are you, 10?
5. Be 5.
Okay, count down from 5.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I killed you guys.
You poured half of it down.
Wait.
I got a dribble, but that's it.
Wait. I smoked you all because I didn't miss a fucking thing. And mine comes empty.
It's your shirt soaked.
My shirt's not.
I was first, motherfuckers.
You can't be first when 200 mil went on your shirt.
Oh, just a little bit.
I won. It's okay.
Oh, no, you didn't. I cannot wait to see this fucking replay. You fucking twat bags.
Yeah, we got
to
see the replay.
I'm telling you guys, I crushed you guys. Like, I was done, and you guys were still drinking.
No chance. Fouad, you look like you went through a slip and slide.
What are you talking about? I barely got anything on my shirt. You look at your shirt.
I got a little bit.
I didn't.
I can't eat shirt soaked.
Yeah, but you have a black shirt on.
Yeah, but there's nothing on my desk either.
I was pretty fast.
Can we replay this and watch it together or not?
No. Damn. Well, no. No, I can't. I gotta.
You don't have instant replay capabilities here?
No, sorry.
I actually want to throw up from that.
Oh, that
Nick, did you even drink yours?
Yeah, I was lying. Okay.
I think Fouad actually won that because I probably poured out about as much as he did.
Sorry, guy.
Yeah.
I got to watch it and see. I didn't drip any.
I think I had more water than everyone, though.
Yeah, you had a lot more water.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
400 mils, right, man.
We'll see you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for watching. Please subscribe, share with your friends, and like the video. And if you get a chance, check out the description for all the different links to all the different places you can find Hostile and myself. And lastly, check out Hostile.com for our new line of supplements and all of our apparel and gear. Thanks again for watching.